Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to live coverage of Wacona Warrior Basketball here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio. Bob Heck here with you. Thanks for tuning in as the Wacona Warriors look to match what the Taconic boys did yesterday, winning their state championship, and take on number one Cathedral 20-3 on the season. Their only losses this year, they split with St. Mary's. They lost twice to Bishop Feehan, who are the number one, or who are the runners up in the Division One. They lost the Division One final, and they split with St. Mary's of Lynn, who won the Division Two championship. So they do have the three losses, but they've all been quality losses, if you were, against really quality competition. And in this tournament so far, in the round of 32, they beat Hampshire Regional 77-11. Yes, 77-11. South Hadley, they beat 75-51. Mashpee, they beat 75-54. And Notre Dame of Worcester was their final four matchup. They beat them 60-43. The Wacona Warriors, round of 32 matchup against New Mission. They won that 66-40. They beat East Hampton 49-30. They beat Malden Catholic 55-48. They didn't play well in the first half. In fact, they scored the last 17 points of that game to win it. And they played possibly their best game of the season in the final four against Littleton. They made 18 three-pointers in that game. Warriors, a team that relies on the three. They'll live and die by the three-pointer. And that's probably where they want to be, because Cathedral looks like they have more size and will dominate the paint. We shall see. Just a couple of minutes away from tip. Support for Wacona Basketball comes from the Judy M. DeSico Memorial Fund. The fund has been assisting children and organizations throughout Berkshire County for the past decade. Know of a child in need? Want to get involved and donate? Email jmdmemorial@gmail.com or find them on Facebook. It's the Division IV State Championship. On the girls' side, we're going to have to send things down to the floor for introductions.
Coached by Liz Kay. Number 13, Alani Smith. Number 15, Alani Benson. Number 21, Tanisha Evans Cook. Number 25, Sabina Kama. Number 30, Carolyn Perez Guerrero. Number 32, Anaya Pescano. And number 15, Vera Richmond. The starters for the Panthers. At the guards, a senior, number 1, Sarah Thompson. A sophomore, number 2, Nisha Allen Pacey. A junior, number 3, Jasmine Dave Cox. A freshman, number 5, Keona Reigns. And a senior, number 23, Nisha Mwoka. Cathedral, the record of 1903, is coached by Clinton Lassiter. Today's officials, Ron Hobby, Jerry Burgess, and Loretta Donahue. The alternate official is Dennis Torres. Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, please rise for the playing of our national anthem.
And we're just about set to get rolling with the Division IV Girls State Championship game between the Wacona Warriors and the Cathedral Panthers. Wacona, coached by Liz Kay. Cathedral, coached by Clinton Lassiter. And again, Wacona team lives by the three, dies by the three. I happened to go to the game against Malden Catholic in the round of eight, and they weren't hitting the threes early, and Malden Catholic just couldn't pull away, and Wacona came storming back again. They held Malden Catholic to 4 points in the fourth quarter and scored the last 17 points of the game to win that one by seven. So they got to get off to a quick start today. I will say with full disclosure that I was cheering for Malden Catholic in that game. That's where I graduated from. So it goes Malden Catholic, Pittsfield, Wacona, and who's ever playing St. John's Prep. That's my high school fandom here in the state of Massachusetts. So I'm all in with Wacona this afternoon as they get ready to take on Cathedral. It'll be Olivia Mason taking the jump for the Warriors, Jasmine Day Cox taking the tip for Cathedral. And Wacona will get the basketball first. Along the perimeter, Grace Wigington loses the handle, able to get it back though. 19 on the shot clock. Cathedral not giving them much room. Worked inside to Mason, puts it up and in, and the Warriors get the first points of the game. Olivia Mason was injured in that game against Malden Catholic. Got hit in the face late in the game. They had to take her out by ambulance, but now she's wearing the mask and she's back. And she played in the Littleton game as well. As they try and get into the post, and she makes the shot. Yadidja Lubunga for Cathedral gets the Panthers on the board. Emma Belcher with the basketball. Now Wigington. Belcher. Gamberoni thought about the three, now kicks back. Gamberoni. Off to Wigginton. Wigginton loses the handle. Cathedral has the basketball. Sarah Thompson, the senior. So Jasmine Day Cox, senior in the corner for three, and it's good. Sarah Thompson hits the three. Both of these teams are younger teams. Wakona with two seniors in the starting lineup, the rest juniors, as Gamberoni tried to drive inside, and there'll be a foul. And that'll be on Pisha Allen Paisley. Her first foul of the game. Allen Paisley is a sophomore for Cathedral. Belcher looks to inbound from underneath her own bucket. Gamberoni thought about the three, now gets it back to Mason. Still outside the perimeter. The defender is right in the Wakona player's shirts. Gets knocked out of bounds, they're going to give it to Cathedral. So right in front of the Cathedral bench, Cathedral working from left to right here in the first half, wearing their home white jerseys with green trim. Reigns has it taken away, and here comes Wakona the other way. Wigginton goes to the bucket. It rolls around and in. And Wakona trails 5-4. Wakona, of course, wearing their road blues with white lettering. Shot inside. That is no good. Battle for the rebound. Cathedral comes away with it. Kicked back. Allen Paisley. Worked inside to Thompson. Thompson can't finish. Another offensive board, but she stepped. Lubunga stepped on the end line, so it'll be Wakona basketball. Cathedral bringing full court pressure into Wigginton. Mason now thrown deep as Wigginton goes to the bucket, puts it up too strong. Cathedral with the rebound. Sarah Thompson. Kicks it over into the corner. Thought about a three. Didn't take it. Allen Paisley. That three-pointer is up. No good. And here comes Wakona the other way. Wigginton fires the three. Front iron. No good. Here comes Cathedral the other way. Daycox. Lubunga tried the three and missed. Here comes Gamberoni. Through traffic to the bucket. Called for a travel. There was contact underneath the bucket. And Gamberoni got called for the travel. Maddie McCarthy checking in for Wakona. 5-4, Cathedral with the lead. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. That ball nearly knocked away. Allen Paisley along the perimeter. Both teams having trouble penetrating so far. Allen Paisley's going to give it a shot. Has an open lane. Missed it, though. Battle for the rebounds. Kick back out. Cathedral has the basketball. Baseline jumper no good. Another offensive board for Cathedral. I had said before the game, it seemed likely the Cathedral would dominate the paint, and they have so far. Another missed shot. Wakona finally comes away with the rebounds. I think we got a foul on Cathedral. No, the foul's going to be on Wakona.
Wakona foul on number three, Danny Berry.
So that'll be on Danny Berry.
First
team foul for Wakona in the game so far. Wide open look in the corner for three. That comes up short. And Wakona comes away with the rebound. Gamberoni across midcourt. Right at the UMass Lowell logo, now trying to drive, but gets stuck on the perimeter. She's in the corner now, and she steps on the line and is out of bounds. So it'll be Cathedral basketball. Both teams making substitutions in and out. Not quite like yesterday, where we saw one team really only rotates six players. Three-pointer from The elbow, no good. Shot up, no good. Another offensive rebound. Fourth opportunity. And Jasmine Day Cox puts it down. 8-4, Cathedral with the lead. 3:20 to go in the first, and they're bringing that pressure. Gamberoni gets across midcourt. She's going to drive to the bucket. Now passes off. Nobody there. And Cathedral comes back with it. Leilani Benson. They just move the ball so quickly. Benson travels. So it'll be Wakona basketball. Grace Wigington and Olivia Mason going to check back into the game. Quickly across court to beat that pressure. They do. Into the corner now. Wigington back to Gamberoni. Gamberoni goes across the court. Belcher at the top of the key. Worked inside. Good pass. Rejected. They're going to call a foul. Leilani Benson does not agree with the call, but it's going to send Wakona to the free throw line. So to send Danny Berry to the free throw line. First free throws of the game for either team. Berry makes the first. Second one rolls off the rim, no good. Sabina Cabo with the basketball. Now over to Sarah Thompson. Three-pointer is up. Too strong. Mason pulls down the rebound for Wakona. Belcher gets across midcourt. Wigington back to Mason. Gamberoni baseline gets fouled. Actually, that was Barry. So Barry's going to go back to the free throw line. That's going to be on, I believe, Sarah Thompson. Her first.
Cathedral foul on number one, Sarah Thompson, her first.
So to send Danny Berry back to the free throw line, she was just there. She's 1-for-2 so far. Quick three. Good. They didn't call it on the floor, I suppose, or they called it on the floor. Grace Wigginson hits a three, and they were all square at 8. And a travel called on Cathedral to be Wakona basketball again. 8-8, 2:07 to go in the first quarter. Wakona has hit their first three. And they're looking for plenty more of that. Gamberoni. Another three. In and out, no good. Wigington tried and missed. Day Cox goes around Belcher and puts it home. Gamberoni quickly the other way, goes coast to coast and puts it home. Back and forth they go, all square at 10, 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Alan Paisley to Reigns. Reigns gets it back, trying to work inside. Had a lane but kicked it back out to Alan Paisley, who tries the three ball and puts it home. 13-10, Cathedral with the lead, 1:15 to go in the first. Wakona trying to get around that full court pressure. They do. Gamberoni over to Barry. Now it's Belcher at the edge of the UMass Lowell logo. Belcher kicks over, and Wigington travels. Both teams making some substitutions. So it's going to be Cathedral basketball. 57.8 to go in the first. Into the corner. Thought about three. Thompson going to drive. Just inside the three-point line. Puts it up and in. Five for Sarah Thompson. And that is the lead for Cathedral. Wakona moving quickly the other way. Sophia Drury off to Gambaroni. Barry tries the three. No good. They're going to call it out of bounds off the side of the backboard. I don't know if somebody got a finger on it for Cathedral. Kiana Raines, the freshman for Cathedral, gives off to Milani Smith. Smith moves inside, kicks back out. Shot is good for Leilani Benson. 7-0 run for Cathedral. Drury throws it off of Milani Smith's leg, goes out of bounds. So it'll be Wakona basketball. They'll have 4.7 seconds. Kicks it back out. Long three at the buzzer, comes up short, and that is going to be the end of the first quarter. Cathedral 17, Wakona 10. We'll be back on WTBR-FM 89.7.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Cathedral out to a 17-10 lead. They scored the last 7 points of the first quarter. It was 10-10 with a little more than a minute to go. So Cathedral ripped off those last 7 points late in the quarter to take that 17-10 lead. So here we go with the second quarter. Cathedral has dominated the boards. They've had several second and third chance opportunities, as Cathedral did bring a Panther with them as well. Somebody dressed as a, I shouldn't say they brought a Panther. They brought somebody dressed as a Panther. So we get the second quarter underway. Smith puts up the jumper. That's no good. But another offensive rebound. And Leilani Benson is able to clean it up. Mason down to Drury. Back to Gambaroni. Trying to get some penetration inside the perimeter. They haven't been able to do so. Long three for Wigington. No good, but she's fouled. Leilani Benson. Far away from the bucket. Cathedral coach Clinton Lassiter not pleased. So to send Wigington to the free throw line. Misses the first. They've really got to make those free throws. Second one's good. Cathedral makes some more substitutions. Third one's good. Two out of three for Wigington. Cathedral leads 19-12. Just underway here in the second. Allen Paisley. Kicked into the corner for Thompson for three. Makes it. Sarah Thompson has eight in the game as Cathedral looks poised to pull away in this one. Drury. Gambaroni spinning. Belcher into the corner. Drury ties to penetrate, gets shut down. Gamberoni for three. That's no good. And Cathedral comes away with the rebound. Quick pass into the paint. Too strong. But another offensive rebound and a foul. Jasmine Day Cox will go to the free throw line.
We'll go to foul number five, Emma Belcher.
And that'll be a foul on Emma Belcher, her first.
Her first, team second.
So it's actually going to be Kiana Raines going to the free throw line. Makes the first. And dribbling for the second one and puts it up and in. Cathedral doubling up Wakona 24-12. They're on a 14-2 run right now. Belcher drives inside, puts it up, off the glass and in. Belcher's first points of the game draws Wakona to within 10. Still early in the second quarter, plenty of time for the Warriors. Kiana Raines across midcourt for Cathedral. Raines to Day Cox, now kicked into the corner for Thompson. Another wide open three she puts down. They got to get a body on her. Cathedral full court pressure, Gamberoni. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Kiana Raines. And that is the fifth team foul for Cathedral. Danny Barry to inbound just on the other, on the Wakona defensive end, but they get across midcourt now. Gamberoni goes back to midcourt now, tries to pick up speed. Mason Wigington for three. No good. She gets fouled again. Nope, they didn't call a foul. They said it went out of bounds. She did get hit when she went up for the three. And Milani Smith brings it across midcourt for Cathedral. Alan Paisley. Day Cox. In the paint. Jumper good. 29-14, Cathedral with the lead, 5:19 to go here in the second. Danny Barry into the corner for Mason. Back to Barry. Mason now. Three-pointer. Long three-pointer up and in for Grace, or Olivia Gamberoni. Five in the game for Gamberoni. 29-17, Cathedral with the lead. Again in a corner open look. Missed it that time. And Wakona comes away with the rebound. Up to Barry. Barry fortunate to get that pass through to Gamberoni. Wigington's going to try the three. Off the back iron, no good. Wakona just not able to box out at all there. Just not able to do anything in the paint. Kick back out. Three-pointer is up and no good. Alan Paisley tried and missed. And a foul well away from the bucket. And that's on Sabina Caba.
Cathedral foul number 25, Sabina Caba. It's her first.
So it would be Wakona basketball, 4:16 to go here in the first half. Cathedral with a 29-17 lead. Sarah Thompson leading the way with 11 points for Cathedral. Three three-pointers so far. Kicked into the corner. Three-point attempt is up and no good off the back iron. Wakona gets an offensive rebound. Ava Massaro gets it. It's Maddie McCarthy who tried the three-pointer. Belcher with the basketball. Now over to Gamberoni. Gamberoni's going to drive into the paint. Puts it up. No good. Up to Alan Paisley for Cathedral. Worked inside to Caba. Another long three is up and in. Jasmine Day Cox for three. She's got 10. And that's taken away. Two on one for Cathedral. Shot up, no good, no foul. And Wakona gets the rebound. and Wakona is going to take a timeout. Support for Wakona basketball comes from the Judy M. DeSica Memorial Fund. The fund has been assisting children and organizations throughout Berkshire County for the past decade. Know of a child in need? Want to get involved and donate? Email jmdmemorial@gmail.com or find them on Facebook. Cathedral's been dominant since it was all square at 10. With a little more than a minute to go in the first quarter, Cathedral has outscored Wakona 22-7 since to build their 15-point lead. Coach K taking a timeout there as, you know, they got to try and find something. Again, they're really having difficulty getting inside. I believe they might have 2 points in the paint. Cathedral's been dominating them on the boards. The Panthers certainly do have the size advantage. So Wakona trying to go full court. They get Gambaroni. She's going to drive into the paint. Now kick back out. Three-pointer attempt is up and no good. But Wakona gets an offensive rebound of their own. Danny Barry. And a travel as they tried to get it inside to Madison McCarthy. So Cathedral basketball. Daycox. Reigns. Still along the perimeter. Allen Paisley goes baseline, puts the jumper up and in. Pisha Allen Paisley with 5 in the ball game. And the Cathedral lead out to 17. Gambaroni. Trying to find some way to get away from Reigns. Doesn't. Daycox going to go to the bucket, puts it up and in. 12 for Daycox. Massaro. Kick back out to Barry. Massaro again. This is all happening along the perimeter. Gambaroni tries to move inside. Does and missed the bucket. Allen Paisley pulls down the rebound. Now she's going to try and go coast to coast. Now kicks it back out to the perimeter. 3-point up. No good. But an offensive board as Kaba gets it for Cathedral. Another open 3-pointer attempt is up and in. Pisha Allen Paisley. She's up to 8 in the game, and the Cathedral lead is out to 22, 39-17, 1:45 to go here in the first half. Gambaroni in the corner. She stepped out of bounds again. So in pregame, Cathedral really didn't seem to be shooting well. But they are shooting well here in the first half. Battle for the ball as it gets knocked loose. Wakona comes away with it, and they are able to get it away. Up to Wigington. Wigington gets fouled. And that is going to be on Sabina Kaba, her second. And that'll be the team's 7th, so it'll be 1-1 for Grace Wigington. Wigington 2-for-3 from the free throw line so far today. Makes the first, so she'll get another. Second shot is up. And it rolls away. Reigns pulls down the rebound. Now they're having trouble with it. Gambaroni gets the steal, puts it up. Misses. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Wakona basketball. 1:12 to go in the first half here at UMass Lowell in the Division IV girls state championship game. Three-pointer is up and in. Big bucket there for Grace Wigington to cut the lead to 18. Maybe they can cut it a little more before going into the locker room. 1 minute to go. But not if they keep leaving Sarah Thompson wide open. She buries another three. Good answer by Cathedral. Sarah Thompson has 14. That one an NBA three-pointer. Madison over to Wigington. Belcher. McCarthy goes down low. Now kicks back out to Gamberoni. Jumps back, fires the long three off the glass. No good. Cathedral with the rebound. Alani Smith gets shut down trying to get out of the paint. Another three is good. Pija Allen Paisley, the sophomore, who's been terrific. She's got 11. Three players in double figures for Cathedral as they move the lead to 45-21. Shot at the buzzer. No good. I don't think she got it off in time anyways. All Cathedral here in the second quarter. They get a 45-21 lead. We'll take a short timeout. Catch you up on points and things along those lines as we get ready for the second half here at the Division IV State Championship game in Lowell, Massachusetts, here on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be. PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now.
Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
The Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention recognizes that everyone has a role at saving lives. Through ongoing discussion and education, we may be able to recognize the warning signs and understand how to confidently address the subject of suicide in order to save lives. It takes just one person to offer hope and save a life. Contact the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention at berkshirecoalition.org for more information.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We are back here in Lowell, where Cathedral has opened up a 45-21 advantage over Wakona. This game was all square with about under a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. All tied up at 10, and Cathedral has outscored Wakona 35-11 since that point. In fact, they outscored Wakona 28-11 in the second quarter alone. Just a tough afternoon so far. So hopefully they can figure out something in the locker room to get this going here in the second half. For Wakona, Grace Wigington leading the way. She has 11, 2 3-pointers. She is also 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Olivia Gamberoni has 5, 2 for Olivia Mason, 2 for Emma Belcher, and 1 for Danny Barry, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. On the Cathedral side, they've got 3 players already in double figures. Sarah Thompson leading the way. She had 4 3-pointers in the first half. She's got 14, 12 points for Jasmine Day Cox. She had a pair of 3-pointers. Hija Allen Paisley, the sophomore, she has 11 points, 3 3-pointers. Lilani Benson has 4 points in the game. Yadidya Labunga has 2 points in the game, but she's been dominant in the paint. And 2 points for Kiona Rains, both of those from the free throw line. And Cathedral just has dominated inside. Wakona, you know, you would figure would have been dominating from outside, and that just hasn't been the case, as Cathedral's been putting up points inside and from behind the three-point arch. Just a remarkable second quarter by Cathedral. They've made 9 3-pointers in this game already, compared to only 3 for Wakona. We're going to take another short timeout. When we come back, we'll get ready to start the third quarter here on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
What is One Berkshire? We're the voice of the business community, promoting the region and supporting local business. How do we do it? Through marketing, networking, sponsorships, and advocacy. Whether it's promotion to travelers and second homeowners, or opportunities to network with your neighbors and raise your profile, we've got you covered. So join today. Visit OneBerkshire.com. That's the number one, Berkshire.com.
The preceding public service announcement courtesy of WTBR and Lee Bank.
Pittsville residents, have you heard about Code Red? It's the city's emergency alert program, and it keeps you informed on the latest updates and notifications, including but not limited to weather-related emergencies, road closures, and water main breaks. So stay connected and be informed. Text Pittsville to 99411 to enroll or visit cityofpittsfield.org to sign up.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBR-FM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Ready for K is a texting program offered free for families in Berkshire County with children ages 0 to 9.
Each week, you receive 3 texts with fun facts and tips to help your child learn and grow. It works. Research shows that the simple strategies built on daily routines like getting dressed or preparing a meal lead to 2 to 3 months of child learning gains. Sign up for Ready for K at BerkshireUnitedWay.org and make everyday moments teachable moments.
Just about set to begin the second half here in Lowell, the Division IV state championship game. Cathedral out to a 45-21 lead. Just an absolute dominant second quarter for the Panthers. So we'll see if Wakona was able to come up with something in the halftime locker room to get a spark. They'll start the second half with the basketball. It'll be Sophia Drury to inbound for the Warriors. And it is into Gamberoni. Gamberoni quickly drives, but gets shut down at the 3-point line. Trying to get away from Reigns. Now picks up Thompson. Now gets trapped in the corner. She's able to pass it off to Belcher. 15 on the shot clock. Belcher to Wigginton. Back to Gamberoni. 10 on the shot clock. Just nothing there. Wigginton forces the baseline jumper. No good, but Drury gets the rebound and gets fouled. And that will be the second on Sarah Thompson. So it's going to send Drury to the free throw line. Her first trip tonight as a team. Wakona is shooting 5 of 8. She misses the first, so make it 5 of 9. Wakona only used one timeout in the first half. Cathedral used none, so lots of timeouts on the table. Misses the second. Reigns comes away with the rebound, and here comes Cathedral working quickly. Three-pointer is up, no good. And Wakona comes away with it. Gamberoni going to drive to the basket. Loses the handle. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Wakona basketball. She lost the basketball, and Day Cox was coming back quickly to play on defense, and her momentum knocked her into the basketball and out of bounds. Wigginton, baseline jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Wakona, no good. As Mason tried and missed. Now Mason gets another rebound. That's intercepted. Reigns is going to walk in alone and puts it home and gets a foul. And that is going to be on Emma Belcher, her second. And that'll send Reigns back to the free throw line. She's 2 for 2 so far. Missed it. And a foul on the rebound attempt. That'll be on Lubunga. So it'll be Wakona basketball. They'll have to go the length of the court. 47-21 Cathedral with the lead. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. And Kiona Reigns picks up a quick second foul. Sabina Kaba going to check back into the game. Jordan inbound gets it into Gamberoni. Gamberoni gets across midcourt. Mason missed the shot. Alan Paisley now for Cathedral. Coming the other way. Daycox inside. Kick back out. Open look at a three in the corner. That's going to be off. Wakona comes away with the rebounds. And it is up to Wigginton. Wigginton to Gamberoni. Gamberoni moves into the paint, puts it up, and missed it. It's like they're so surprised they have such an open look in the paint as Cathedral quickly moves down court, and Jasmine Day Cox puts it home for two more. 49-21, Cathedral with the lead. Gambaroni puts up the shot, and it's rejected. Cathedral comes away with it. Day Cox now passed over to Alan Paisley. Sarah Thompson tries the long three, missed it this time. But an offensive rebound for Cathedral. That shot's put up and in. Yadija Labunga for two, and Wakona's going to take a timeout. 51-21, Cathedral with the lead. 5:33 to go here in the third quarter. Support for Wakona basketball comes from the Judy M. DeSico Memorial Fund. The fund has been assisting children and organizations throughout Berkshire County for the past decade. Know of a child in need? Want to get involved and donate? Email jmdmemorial@gmail.com or find them on Facebook. Cathedral has outscored Wakona 41-11 since the 92nd mark-ish of the first quarter when we were all square at 10. It's been all Cathedral ever since. We got 5:33 to go here in the third quarter. As Wakona takes their second timeout, trying to just get some sort of spark going. They are scoreless here in the third. All right, so Wakona's going to have the basketball. Something else that happened pregame, Cathedral, there's a captain's meeting about 8 minutes before a tip, and Wakona sent their captains, and Cathedral sent their whole team out to that captain's meeting. Wigington moves inside, puts it off the glass, no good. Lubunga grabs the rebound, gets across midcourt. Now slows it down and takes the long three. Missed it, back iron. Offensive rebound for Cathedral. That shot is up and in as Milani Smith grabbed the rebound and cleaned it up. 53-21, Cathedral with the lead. Gambaroni moves into the paint. She's rejected. They're going to call a foul. That'll be number three on Kaba. And it's going to send Gambaroni to the free throw line. Gambaroni's first shot is good. That's the first point for Wakona here in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 6 seconds elapsed. Second free throw is good. Seven for Gambaroni, but Wakona trails by 30. Cross midcourt for Cathedral. Smith now over to Alan Paisley, goes into the paint, off the glass and in. Just not much you could do with the size advantage that Cathedral has. Gambaroni into the corner for Barry. She misses, and Cathedral comes away with it. They have numbers if they hurry. Right to the bucket and in for Leilani Benson. For three, Wigington, no. And another rebound for Cathedral. Moves inside, puts it high off the glass, and no good. Foul. They're going to call a charge on Milani Smith. That's her first foul. Fifth team foul for Cathedral. Cathedral's relaxed off the pressure. They move into a 1-3-1 zone. They are able to get it across midcourt. Belcher, now a three-pointer. No good. Missed everything. Wakona gets an offensive board, though. Gambaroni up to Belcher. Kicks back. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Wakona. When out off of, I believe, Leilani Benson. 3:39 to go here in the third. Cathedral with a 57-23 lead here in the Division IV Girls State Championship game. Barry, as the shot clock expires. Nobody was really thinking about the shot clock because they just inbounded it. Myself as well, I wasn't even looking at it. But that was a shot clock violation. Now Cathedral has the basketball. Caitlin Perez-Guerrero. And Reigns gets hit. So that's going to be a foul on Danny Barry, her second. Only the fourth team foul in the entire game for Wakona, second in the half. Sarah Thompson, baseline jumper, misses everything. But an offensive rebound for Cathedral. She can't finish, and it goes out of bounds, so Wakona will get the basketball back. Only 2 points here in the quarter for Wakona. None from the field. And Cathedral continues to build their lead. Three-point attempt from the corner is no good. Swiggington tried. Smith. Thompson in the corner for three. She makes it. 17 for Sarah Thompson. That's her fifth three-pointer of the game. Gamberoni moves inside, puts it up, gets fouled. And that is going to be on, I believe, Melanie Smith. It is. So it'll send Gamberoni back to the free throw line. Two for two so far. Makes the, or misses the first, back iron. Cathedral's bench just having a good time. They see the writing on the wall as Gamberoni makes the second free throw. Kiona Reigns. Thompson. Smith has it taken away. Here come the Warriors. And a foul. No foul. Oh, the late foul. Wow. So that'll be on Kiana Reigns. They hadn't called the foul. It's going to send Danny Barry to the free throw line. And it looked like it was just going to be out of bounds on Wakona. A real late whistle on the foul. But it will send Barry to the free throw line where she makes the first. She's got 2 points in the game. And Wakona will be shooting free throws the rest of the evening. Second one is good. 3 points for Danny Barry. Wakona, however, still looking for their first points from the field in the third quarter. Three-pointer attempt is up. That's going to be short. And Wakona tried to get the rebound. Gamberoni, her momentum just carried her out of bounds. So it'll be Cathedral basketball. 2:08 to go in the third. 60-26. Cathedral with the lead. Smith moves inside. Gets a bad bounce. Doesn't go in. And Wakona comes away with it. Wigginton gets across midcourt. Into the corner for Barry. Back to Wigginton, and Wigginton wasn't expecting it. It goes out of bounds. Milani Smith. That three is going to come up short, and Wakona's going to come away with it. Gamberoni goes to the bucket and puts it home. First points from the field for the Warriors in the third quarter. It took them 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Thompson kicked into the corner for three. That's no good. Missed everything. Barry pulls down the rebound. It's up to Emma Belcher, who's going to slow things down. Gets it back to Gamberoni across midcourt. Kicked into the corner for Wigginton, who fires the three ball and misses. Offensive rebound for Wakona. Three ball in the other corner by Barry. That misses. And here comes Cathedral the other way. And the bucket is good. Keona Raines makes it, and we'll go to the free throw line. And that's going to be on Emma Belcher, her third.
That's her third of the team.
And Raines will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Shot is up and no good. But an offensive rebound for Cathedral. Raines puts it up, no good. She gets fouled. See who they get on that. That'll be on Maddie McCarthy. Her first. Team fourth here in the second half. And they'll send Raines back to the free throw line. Comes up short on that. She was 2 for 2 in the first half from the free throw line. She's 0 for 3 since. Second shot is up and good. 63-28. Cathedral with the lead. Under a minute to go in the third. Gamberoni kicked into the corner. Drury for three, missed it. Goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Warriors. It did miss everything, so the shot clock does not reset. They'll have 25 in the shot clock. Belcher to inbound for Wakona. And a foul there on Raines, who tried to compete for the inbound pass and crashed into Gamberoni. So that's number four for Raines. And that'll send Gamberoni back to the free throw line, where she is 3 for 4. Gamberoni makes the first. And the second is good. So Cathedral comes across. They're going to take their time, it would seem. About 7 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. Back to Thompson. Into the corner. Raines for three. That misses. Wigington comes away with the rebound up to Gamberoni. Shot clock is off. Gamberoni with the basketball. Over to Belcher. Under 10 to go here in the third. Kick back. Wigington for three. That misses. And Cathedral's just going to let the third quarter expire. At the end of three, 63-30. Cathedral with the lead. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming up here on 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Berkshire streets are for all. People who ride bikes should be visible and predictable. Riding with the traffic, obeying the rules of the road, and using caution at intersections. People who are driving should be alert to the presence of cyclists, giving them room when they pass them, and knowing there are times they may be riding in the flow of the traffic. Berkshire streets are for all. Brought to you by the Berkshire Bike Path Council, Mass Bikes, the City of Pittsfield, and Berkshire Regional Planning Commission.
This game was tied with 90 seconds to go here, or 90 seconds to go in the first quarter, and it's been all Cathedral ever since. And they just poured it on again in the third quarter, holding Wakona to 9 points. They only had 2 points from the field in the entire quarter. And Cathedral reeled off another 18 points.
Cathedral basketball in the fourth quarter.
So it'll be Cathedral basketball, and it's looking likely that they are 8 minutes away from a Division IV state championship. That's certainly the tenor you would think if you were looking at the Cathedral bench right now. And that's intercepted. Wigington behind her back. Tries to move inside, gets fouled. It's going to be the first on Jasmine Day Cox. And it'll send Wigington to the free throw line with a 1-1. And this will be their last, the last Wakona 1-1. They'll move into the double bonus after this. Wigington makes the first. And the second one is good. 6 of 8 from the free throw line is Grace Wigington. But Cathedral holds a 63-32 lead. Worked inside, shot is up, too strong. Battle for the rebound, Cathedral comes away with it. And Labunga is able to finish it off. Three-pointer in the corner for Drury, that's no good. And Cathedral gets the rebound. Gamberoni was able to knock it away for a brief second, but Cathedral gets it back. Three-pointer from the top of the key, that's in and out, no good. And Wakona comes away with the board. Gamberoni swung into the corner. Wigington puts it up and in, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Count the basket, Grace Wigington.
So let's see who they call that on. I believe that's going to be on Lubanga. Which will be her second. And Wigington will look to complete the three-point play. 7:02 to go in the game. Cathedral with a 65-34 lead as she misses the free throw, but Wakona gets the rebound. Wigington fires again and misses. Tried the three-pointer. So it'll go back to Cathedral. Allen, or Daycox, and a three-pointer, Anaya Biscayno. They're just getting scoring from everywhere. Belcher, Wigington moves inside, puts up the shot, no good. Not able to get her own rebound, it goes out of bounds, it'll be Cathedral basketball, and Wakona is going to take a timeout. 68-34, Cathedral with the lead, 6:29 to go in the fourth quarter. And support for Wakona basketball comes from the Judy M. DeSico Memorial Fund. The fund has been assisting children and organizations throughout Berkshire County for the last decade. Know of a child in need? Want to get involved and donate? Email jmdmemorial@gmail.com or find them on Facebook. Well, they're showing the Panther dancing around on the Jumbotron right now, right behind the Cathedral bench. And things have really started to turn celebratory for Cathedral as the Panther gets down and gets a cheer from the crowd. So it'll be Cathedral basketball, 6:25 and counting to go in the game. Kaba now worked inside. Good pass up and in. Jasmine Day Cox, 16 in the game for her. And Cathedral has reached 70 points in this game. Wigington moves inside, puts it up, no good. Mason able to get the rebound, kick it out to Wigington, who makes a three. 70-37, Cathedral with the lead under six. Daycox. Kaba puts it up, too strong. Wigington. Going coast to coast, puts it up off the glass, no good. Kaba pulls down the rebound for Cathedral, gets it down to Allen Paisley, who tries the three, no good. And here comes Wakonda the other way. Gamberoni puts it up, that's no good. Cathedral gets the rebound, here they come again. Allen Paisley is going to try the three, that's no good. Starting to sound like a broken record here. Wakonda gets the rebound. Gamberoni kicks over to Belcher. Belcher just on the edge of the UMass Lowell logo. Now to Gamberoni inside, puts it up off the glass. That's no good. Cathedral comes away with the rebound, and here they come. Sabina Kaba. Now worked along the perimeter. 4.5 to go in the game. Shot is up and no good. Rebound offensive for Cathedral. She can't put it down. I think we're working on like 8 straight missed shots between these two teams. Belcher nearly had hers pass intercepted, but Daycox went out of bounds trying to corral it. And it looks like Cathedral's starting to bring some of their second teamers in. Get them a moment here in the state final. We'll see if Wakonda does the same soon. Left-handed runner is good for Wigington. She's having herself a nice game that's being overshadowed by what Cathedral's doing. That shot is up in and out, no good. And a foul.
We'll go to foul on number 32, Madison.
And that'll be on Madison McCarthy, her second. So that shot there from Wigington brings her to 20 points in the game. So it's Labunga going to the free throw line. She makes the first. Missed the second. And I think they called a foul on the rebound. So that'll be on Carolyn Perez Guerrero. And Wakonda will shoot 2 free throws. They are on the double bonus. So it'll be Madison McCarthy to the free throw line. Missed the first, back iron. Second one is good. First point of the game for McCarthy. Wakonda at 40 now, but Cathedral just continuing to pour it on. 71-40 is the lead for Cathedral. Wigington gets a steal. She's going to drive to the bucket over to Gamberoni. Good pass up and no good, but she'll go to the free throw line. And let's see. Carolyn Perez Guerrero picks up her second. It's going to send Gamberoni to the free throw line. Gamberoni with 12 in the game. Make it 13 as she makes the first. So Gamberoni with 13, Grace Wigington with 20. Makes the second. But Sarah Thompson has 17. Hija Allen Paisley has 13. And 16 for Jasmine Daycox. They've been doing the damage to Wakona. Sarah Thompson again for three, no good. Gamberoni pulls down the rebound. She's going to try and go coast to coast herself, puts it up off the glass and in. 71-44, Cathedral in the lead. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Perez Guerrero fires the three. That's no good. Wigginton pulls down the rebound. Moves to the top of the key. Fires another three. Makes it. 23 for Wigginton. Thompson. Into Vera Richmond. Three-pointer in the corner is up and in and out. No good as McCusker tried and missed. And here comes Wigginton again, who's just put on a show here in the fourth quarter. ...25 in the game. She's got 14 of them here on the fourth. And a steal by Gamberoni. Pass underneath, up and in. Danny Barry makes it. And Wakona will take a timeout. 2:05 to go in the game. Cathedral 71, Wakona 51. We'll be back here on WTBR 89.7 FM.
To any person or group new to using the bus system or the process, we have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We're back here in Lowell, 2:03 to go in the game. Cathedral's brought their starters back in as Wakona has cut the lead to 20. Thompson, that pass is intercepted. Gamberoni to Wigginton. Back to Gamberoni, who's going to drive to the bucket, puts it up, and in and out, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Kick back out. Wigginton for three off the front iron, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Gamberoni.
We'll call a foul on number two, Olivia.
Her first, team sixth.
That's her first, sixth on the team.
90 seconds to go in this one.
For Dakota, number four, Ava Massaro. Number 20, Olivia Roberts. Number 21, Marlon White.
And Wakona's going to bring in some of the younger players in the program for the last 90 seconds of this one. That pass is knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Wakona basketball.
Did you hold those for us?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Anna Doyle. Over to Ava Massaro. That's taken away. Labunga going to try and take it to the hoop herself, gets fouled. That'll be on Anna Doyle. Olivia Roberts also into the game for Wakona. So it's going to send Labunga to the free throw line, where she's 1-for-2 so far this evening. Makes the first. Sarah Thompson going to check out of the game, and they're going to, Cathedral's going to get their younger players back into the game as they are 63 seconds away from the Division IV state championship. Misses the second one. So Wakona with the basketball. Under a minute to go. They trail by 21. Massaro puts it up off the glass and in. Ava Massaro, her first points of the game. Perez Guerrero across midcourt to McCusker. Labunga tries the three off the glass and in. Three points for Labunga. 20 seconds to go in the game. Back to Massaro. Over in the corner, jumper comes up short. McCarthy gets the rebound and misses, and now, well, they do get to get across midcourt, and they do. Congratulations to the Cathedral Panthers. They are the Division IV state champions. They're jumping around by their free throw line. The Panther has come out on given a heel kick. The cheerleaders are all in there with them as well. They just played a great game from start to finish. Racona turned things on a little bit in the fourth quarter, but that second quarter and third quarter, they just couldn't come back from. And Cathedral wins 75-53. Well, thank you all for tuning in both to this game and the one yesterday. It's been a pleasure being out here in Lowell for the state championship game. So thank you so much for tuning in and making it possible and sharing and everything you did to let people know about the broadcast. And finally, this is the end of our winter season here on WTBR and PCTV Sports. So once again, thank you for tuning in. Again, your final score, Cathedral 75. Wacona 53. I'm Bob Heck. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.